high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening and or good morning, wherever you may be across this great land of ours. From the Tahitian and Hawaiian Islands in the west, nestled in the warm trade winds of the Pacific, eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, with their own soft winds, south into South America, north all the way to the pole, and worldwide on the internet. And by the way, hello to my friends down at the Antarctic, at McMurdo. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell, and it's great to be here tonight. We are going to talk tonight about one of my favorite topics in the world. Maybe my favorite, actually. Time travel. In the first hour, I'm going to talk to time travelers. You. Those of you out there who claim to be time travelers. Now, in the second hour, we're going to have actually a very serious guest on time travel. David Anderson, Dr. David Anderson, PhD, is a former United States Air Force officer, flight test engineer, and scientist who developed a passion for space-time study while conducting research at the prestigious Air Force Flight Test Center. Now, listen to this. For the last 20 years, he has been formulating and developing his breakthrough concepts in space-time physics and the study of time. His work led to the development of what today is called the time warped field theory. His research holds the first promise for the development and application of practical time control technology. In 1995, Dr. Anderson founded the Time Travel Research Center. Today, the world's most advanced research laboratory dedicated exclusively to the study and development of time control technology and its application. His company also sponsors an organization called the Time Travel Research Association, which networks time travel information and interests from more than 80 countries around the world. Now, as you know, many of our nation's top theoretical physicists insist that with a proper amount of energy, time travel is definitely going to be possible. Therefore, if time travel is going to be possible, if that is an accurate scenario, then one might reasonably ask, well, then where are the time travelers? They ought to be here, right? They ought to be here. And I suspect they are here. Now, I'm not saying that when I begin picking up lines here in a few minutes, requesting to talk to any of you who claim to be time travelers, I'm not saying that these people are real, and I'm not saying they're not. That's for you to judge. All I'm saying is that it is reasonable to assume that if time travel will eventually be a reality, then there should be time travelers here now. There really should. But this hour, what I want to do is talk to people, you out there, who claim to be travelers in time. Believe me, it's interesting. Strange, but interesting. So if you're a time traveler, call me. That's all we're going to take calls from this hour. People who claim to have arrived here, be here now, through time, through whatever method. Coming right up. Time travelers only. If you have traveled in time, or you are presently a traveler to this time, then we want to hear from you. Otherwise, the phone lines are closed, but for that group, they are certainly open. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Art?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Connor in Strongsville, Ohio, outside of Cleveland.
So how's Ohio this morning?
It's doing very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
I'm listening on WTAM.
Big one, yes.
Yes. I was calling in to say, I give you some mad props for listening to some of these people.
You're what?
Giving you some very good praise listening to some of these people. They're dealing with them very well. And I also propose a question asking, you know, I was wondering if all these people are calling from time traveling. You seem to be a big fan of time travel, so why haven't you called yourself back?
You know, that's a pretty good question. I suppose my answer would be a little flip. I'd probably say, looking at the way my lines ring, I probably couldn't get through. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I really am serious. Although I can imagine that if I were, you can bet that if I traveled in time,
mm-hmm.
back within, say, the years that I've been on the air, or forward to whatever years I have left to be on the air,
mm-hmm.
I sure as hell would want to call my show.
Except,
I suppose that people would, they'd really doubt me, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting, you know, maybe hear, like, someone I know, or imagine hearing yourself on the radio, you know, 12 years in the future, or whenever someone's calling, you're, you know, a young kid or something, hearing yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
It would.
Yeah.
Now, I have old tapes of myself when I was a virtual youngster on the radio, because I've been on the radio all my life.
Yeah.
That's kind of like time travel. Really?
Wow.
Makes me sick to listen to myself back then.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to pose a question. And can I say something to some people here in Strongsville?
The Strongsville?
Yeah, outside, it's my where I live.
Well, if it's a general sort of thing.
Yeah, I just want to say vote Connor for senior class president, since I'm running, and so I just want to say that to anyone who's listening.
You called me up. To give a you're running for class president.
No,
senior class president. Or no, somebody else is.
No, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
So
I called you up to propose the time
you're
travel.
You're giving plug. Yourself a plug for senior class president on a national radio program.
Yeah.
I saw a movie. Did you see that movie about the girl who was running for, I think it was senior class president, matter of fact. There's a whole movie about it. They were sabotaging each other, and oh, it was vicious.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, well, I can't think of the name of it offhand. Somebody will come up with it.
Okay. Well,
You should watch it. It'll help you with tactics.
Well,
what are you promising? What's your platform?
My platform?
Yep.
I'm trying to give back to the senior class of Strongsville.
Less homework?
You know, give back to the students. You know, there's some things that maybe they're not happy with at the school.
It was called Election, by the way. The movie was simply called Election, so you're going to want to see that as soon as you can.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, right?
Anyway, you're going to give back what?
Whatever the students need to talk to me about. I mean, if they need to talk to me about something, you know.
If you are elected, do you have power to help them?
Some power. I mean, that's another thing I want to work on. I want to make the student government at Strongsville High School more powerful. So, because it's rough tumble to deal with, but I'm running and staying strong in the election, so it should be a pretty good race.
What makes you want to get involved in politics? Because that really is what it is. It's politics, you know.
Well, the main reason I want to get involved in politics is because I basically care for people in my school. And that's not just a crap answer. I mean,
yeah, but really, it sounds like a crap answer. You've got to come up with a new way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clinton had what? I feel your pain.
I don't even want to come up with a slogan. I mean, I have lots of friends and I care for them.
You've got to have slogans.
Well, I have a couple slogans I put as jokes on campaign signs.
Don't believe
all the rumors. Vote for Connor.
Hey, that's good. That's good. The pictures weren't of me. Vote for Connor.
that's a pretty good one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and be sure and see the movie Election. You are on the air. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. 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 We're here.
Yes, my name is Robert, and I am not quite a time traveler. I'm from a little bit different dimension than yours.
Listen. I think that may be virtually the same thing. You claim to be from another dimension.
Yes, Senator.
I'm not a senator.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
A little slip there. You haven't testified in front of a group lately, have you?
No, not at all.
I don't know. There's no other way somebody would say yes, Senator.
My original dimension I'm from, you are a senator of Arizona.
Well, I'll be damned. Of Arizona?
Yes, basically...
Senator Art Bell. Arizona Senator Art Bell. Boy, that has a ring to it.
Yes, it does. Definitely does. Basically, what happened in my dimension, the South won the Civil War.
South won the Civil War?
Yes, at the First Battle of Bull Run, basically, that's where the Civil War ended. And I am from, in an awful dimension, the Confederate States of America.
Wow! Now, if the South won the Civil War, all states would be Confederate, wouldn't they?
Well, no, actually, the original Mason-Dixon line holds. There is the United States of America, which runs...
At the Pennsylvania-Maryland border, roughly?
That's where it is now. Pennsylvania-Maryland border, and also up into Canada.
Really?
Yes. Shortly after that, basically, Lincoln resigned. I loved watching your Civil War. A couple of years ago, you had the PBS special, and it was a big hit in our dimension because it was something that, you know, we never thought that had been possible.
So that special appeared in your dimension as well?
Well, it didn't appear in my dimension. We just basically brought it back. We've been able to...
What about history between the ending of the Civil War, which you say was different, and now?
Yes.
It must be indeed in your dimension entirely different.
It's entirely different. Basically, what happened is the United States went ahead and invaded Canada. The Confederate States of America have basically went all the way to your Panama, which is basically Mexico all the way to Central America, are just Confederate states to us. They're just another flag on our stars and bars.
So really, in that dimension, we physically possess how much of Canada?
It's all of Canada.
All right. I've really wanted Canada for a long time, and so.
Art, if you ever come over, if I ever meet you, I'll have to take you to where I live. And
can you do that? Is that possible?
Yes, that is possible. Basically,
what about this terrible conundrum of not being able to meet yourself? Though, I mean, what if I came with you and met Senator Bell? Wouldn't I possibly blink out?
No, you're just a different person from him. You're not sort of difficult to explain. I don't know. My job basically is pretty much to go out. I'm retired.
I can hear the Southern accent in you. No question about it.
Yes, but I'm basically retired. My job was to go out to different dimensions and sort of scout them out and see.
You sound
basically how they're different.
You sound a little young to be retired. Who am I to talk?
I've had rejuvenation. So
rejuvenation.
Yes.
Another advantage in. By the way, how should we consider this dimension as? Is there a way to phrase where you say you are from? Is it a fourth dimension, a fifth dimension?
Basically, we've explored right now about 50 different offshoots of the planet Earth.
Holy smokes. You mean different dimensional renderings
of
Earth?
Basically, from our dimension, how time is split differently. There's a lot of big, of course, there's a couple of splits where the United States lost the Cold War. We, of course, there's several where we lost the Civil War. There's one where basically Nazi Germany won.
Nazi Germany won?
World War II.
World War II. Boy, what a hellish place that must be.
Yes, it is. It's extremely bad. Talked to some of the people, they popped in and they saw swastikas in Richmond and they left. Didn't want them. That's about
Holy
all we know.
Moly. Now, our theoretical physicists are presently in this dimension beginning to realize there are other dimensions. Some of our best are saying that. Mm-hmm. But they're speculating 10, some more, and you're saying as many as 50.
50 that we've explored. There are a lot more. We found part of this technology in Europa, which is has an intelligent race. I don't know if it has it here. We haven't really got to the point where we could explore.
We're very curious about Europa in this dimension, thinking it might have some form of life, but probably fairly primitive.
Well, this is, I don't know quite how to explain it. This dimension, this dimension's probably, it's fairly dangerous to go to.
The one we're in, you're talking about the one?
Yes, the one that we're in currently, Senator, yes.
Stop with the senator stuff already.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a senator in this dimension.
Okay.
And I don't much have respect for a lot of them either.
Okay, well then I apologize, sir.
So, in fact, it worries me to even think that I might be one in another.
Okay.
But Arizona would be a good state. I was
It's a very nice state.
Anyway, this is a no kidding on this dangerous dimension stuff. I mean, I'm reading this environmental news, and the ozone layer is getting gigantic to the point where they say it's going to be affecting us up north here, the way Australia is affected. The ocean is warming. The storms are getting worse. Things are going to hell in a handbasket, really.
Well, we're concerned about that, and we're also concerned about, I guess, how conspiratorial the United States government.
Oh, we are so conspiratorial.
It is.
Even
it is
my
true.
Listeners, believe me, my listeners are so conspiratorial.
Yes.
I am too. I am too, now that I think about it. But why are you here?
Basically, like I said, I'm here to basically to scout out different areas to determine whether or not to actually present ourselves to governments. That's one of the things I do.
Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think that's a danger? No, not such a good idea.
It's a very dangerous idea. Here, we've to basically say that I'm from the Confederate States of America.
Mm-hmm. That's going to get you in trouble right away.
It's going to get me in trouble. We did settle the slavery issue when Robert E. Lee was president.
So you're saying then that the Confederate States did not maintain slavery?
No, perhaps
a longer period of time, but not.
It went away. He had what was called a Lafiche plan, which slaves were able to buy their freedom, and they had a choice of going back to Liberia or staying here. And if they stayed here, they had to basically move out of the state that they were originally enslaved in. And at that time, we were basically annexing Mexico, and there was a lot of land down there.
In your dimension, we have a lot more land. I mean, we swallowed Canada in one quick bite, and then a lot of Mexico as well, huh?
Well, the Confederate States took Mexico. We took Mexico, and then what you call the United States took Canada. Yes, sir.
So you all were rebels with a real cause?
Yes, we were. I guess now...
Bunch of land grabbers is what you are.
That was quite a while ago.
But. I know. That's what they say here, too. So, what is the future for this dimension? Is it a rosy one, or...
I don't know.
Some kind of a poopy one?
I guess the thing that we're most surprised about, since we went to a lot of dimensions with this level of technology, is the lack of space travel that that you have done. I've seen other, I guess... I've seen other areas with the same tech level or the same technology that you have, and they have already have a colony on the moon. They've already landed people at Mars. They're towing asteroids.
Listen here, I'm pressed by the clock. I've got to take a break. Do you want to hold on? You're really an interesting person.
Yes, I can hold on for just a little bit longer.
Just a little longer?
Probably maybe 10 more minutes. I really don't... It's conspiracy. Conspiratorial. I really don't like this.
All right. Give me 10 minutes. I'll be happy with that. All right. Stand by. In this dimension. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch that dial.
This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nine.
You know, at the top of the hour, we have a PhD-type professor coming on to talk about time travel, real time travel. It's such a romantic notion for me. How about you? Can you imagine another time? Maybe another dimension, another world, another way things worked out in time. Really, really interesting stuff. Anyway, we're going to get back to our dimensional traveler in a moment. Thank you for waiting, caller. Is there a big difference? I mean, isn't dimensional travel a type of time travel?
Not as far as our scientists can tell, no, not really. What happens is, I guess there are, time is same. When I go back to my dimension, it's the same time as it is here.
Ah, so time is linear in each different dimension.
Yes, as far as we know. I guess one thing.
So that means Art Bell, the talk show host, and Art Bell, the senator, do they live to be different ages?
Yes, they can. I mean, I know of you at least in one other dimension where you're not going to believe this, you host a talk show on the moon. You are basically broadcast from the moon.
From the moon.
From the moon. Basically,
I would entertain that option if it were given to me. Listen, there's somebody who would like to ask you a quick question. On my international line, where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Larry. I'm calling from Sudbury, Ontario, 300 miles north of Toronto.
Actually, territory that isn't even actually Canada.
That's right.
To my present.
There is an Ontario, which is just another flag in the United States.
All right. It's Robert, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sure.
What are the cars like there? Are there Chevys, Fords? Do they drive differently? Same kind of transmissions? Some of the names of the cars?
Really good questions, yeah.
Basically, we have what's called in Atlanta, which is our equivalent of Detroit, is what's called Trafalgar Ironworks. And they have a variety of different models and makes.
So in other words, that is your Detroit?
Yeah. Atlanta is basically our Detroit. Basically, I guess what would be called I'm going to be polite here, I guess a lot of, y'all prefer to call Negroes blacks, right? I want to make sure that I don't offend anybody, but blacks.
Blacks dimension would be proper.
Okay, would be blacks. Okay,
yes.
Blacks moved up into, I guess, the Iowa area, and there's a town, very large town there called New Jerusalem. Which is the
New Jerusalem in Iowa?
The United States.
Now, he asked about cars. Can you describe any automobiles?
Pretty much they would be the same. Ours mostly run on electric. We don't have
Figures.
A lot of diesel.
Figures.
We in the South prefer a big muscle car.
How can you have a muscle electric car? I guess you could if you had enough electricity.
Do you have gasoline at all?
Yeah. Do you? What?
Hello?
We lost him. We lost him. He's
Uh-oh.
Gone. He's gone. We lost him.
He's out of gas.
He said, I'm out of gas. he said he only had 10 minutes, and I guess
that's true.
His 10 minutes are up.
But I love questions like that, Art.
Well, so Detroit is virtually in Atlanta, huh?
Yeah. Interesting. I also wanted to ask him about trains and aircraft.
How would you guys feel being consolidated as U.S.? Never having been...
Well, if it was the natural evolution of history, I mean, it would be fine. You know what I mean? As long as you don't force the issue. I mean, if that's the way that it happened, well, that's the way it had happened.
That's right.
We're at the same time, Canada and the United States are both very different.
So you wouldn't have that medical
system?
But
very much the same.
You wouldn't have that medical system up there? You wouldn't have... But you would have...
Well, that medical system is on the shaky legs right now. There's a lot of controversy.
I've heard that, yeah. All right, well, listen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you take care. Caller from Canada. Well, in this dimension. First-time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Art, how are you?
I'm quite well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing quite well, thank you. Listen, it's been a long time. I've been listening to you for years.
For years now, huh?
Yeah, yes, I have.
Are you a time traveler?
Well, yeah, something happened to me because of your show.
What?
Well, first of all, it goes back to 1995. I'm located up here on the Russian River in Santa Rosa on KSRO country, and we were flooded. Our house was like basically cut in half. I was forced then to work many days in a row. I'm a truck driver. I've listened to you for years over the night, like you have mentioned.
Yes, the time travel part.
Well, the time travel part goes like this. I was working so many days that I caught one of your shows, and I listened to Malachi Martin.
Yes.
And he told me and or to most of your audience, you know, how to pray, how to accept acceptance. And something happened, man.
What?
I'm tired. I've gone like, you know, I'm running illegal. I'm going like 23, 24 days in a row.
I hear a lot of truckers do that. You know?
Yeah, but, you know.
And so you had an epiphany on the road somewhere.
No, man.
No?
Something happened, and suddenly I got touched. I felt like I got hit by like a little golden wand or whatever that hit me on the top of my head.
Are you sure that you just like didn't bang your head on as you were getting out of the truck or something?
No. I made sure that that's not what happened. If anything, it woke me up to a lot more than what I knew in the past, and I started to see into the future.
Hmm.
And what I started to see into the future was this. I didn't see so much of the doom and gloom. What I started to see was the things that the natural changes. We're going through a tremendous rate of change right now. And it includes all of us. But most importantly, what I saw in a flash, in an instance, what I saw was a better place to be.
How far ahead is that? Because right now the signs, I mean, the canaries are dropping like flies here.
Yeah, I realize the canaries are dropping like flies. I realize that we've got global warming and there's chunks of ice, like, you know, melting and breaking.
Right, so then when does it get better?
The better part is around the corner, and I would say maybe in 10 years. What I saw was something that flashed upon me.
So you didn't you didn't really travel in time. You saw ahead in time is what you did.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how you would say that. All I know is that something touched me.
Were you actually, okay, let's put it this way. Were you actually, seemingly, actually there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear that.
Hold on a second. I know what you're going to say, Art. What you're going to say.
What?
Hold on, man. This is something that happened in an instant.
Well, what
it
about
happened in a moment?
No, I understand that. But look, there would be critics who would say, "You said you were driving illegal. You were doing a million hours. You shouldn't have done it. You had a brain spasm."
No, it wasn't a brain spasm. No,
a trucker's brain spasm.
Well.
How do you know? Because that would be the criticism, I mean, especially with what you said.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I know. First of all, it was a warm feeling, and it was a feeling of acceptance, and it kind of glowed the whole cab of inside my truck after so many years of not really believing, so to speak, being a hard, kind of tough guy, and all of a sudden realizing and seeing something that was so cool. I said, you know what? There is something else out there, and it's powerful. And you know what? I got an immediate calm about me, and for a moment, in a blink of an eye, in a blink of your eye, what I saw was the state of the future. And what
this what you saw was a rosy future. All right, I've got it. So, trucking into the future. Guess we'll call that. I don't know. A trucker. I can't rule out the possibility that he whacked his head as he got out of the truck, or that his cab warmed up when he sort of fell off the cliff mentally after driving for so many hours. You've got to allow that at least as a possibility. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Art.
Hello.
I've been doing some dimensional traveling.
Yourself, huh?
Yeah.
So again, okay, then let me ask you like I did the first caller.
Yeah.
Who apparently had a prepaid phone card that ran out.
Yes, sir.
Is time linear in every dimension, as he suggested?
Yeah.
It is. And from what is the dimension like that you are from?
It's very similar. And that's one problem that they had there was when I was sent, they gave me this special card that I was supposed to, when I come back.
You were sent?
Huh?
You were sent.
Yeah. That when I was supposed to come back, I was supposed to check it to make sure I was in the right dimension.
Yes.
And it didn't match.
Oh, brother. So in other words, you're saying you were tossed here by mistake.
Well, we found out that there are so many multiple dimensions that it's almost impossible to get back to your own. You can get back to a similar one.
But the getting back to precisely where you were is almost not possible. So it's like you're stuck here then.
Very difficult.
Well, if this one is kind of like the one you came from, or with very few, what are the differences? Can you describe any differences? Do they have dogs there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Houses?
Yeah.
Detroit? Cars?
Right. The main
difference is ozone depletion, ocean warming, all the problems we've got?
Basically, yes.
Any difference at all?
Well, there'd be differences like, okay, like that one guy, you know, you'd be like the senator, or, you know, different senators, different congressmen at different times, you know, little things. But basically, even if we lost the First World War in some dimensions, it'd end up almost the same. There's different points of history that just absolutely have to happen.
Well, what about Canada and Mexico? And, you know, I take it there is a Canada, there is a Mexico.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was one that I went to where Martin Luther King didn't exist. Malcolm X didn't.
These would be
radical.
Very, very different. Very different then.
Right. So the civil rights movement didn't happen.
Didn't happen?
Didn't happen.
Then what would the state of blacks be in your dimension versus this one?
Well, in that one, they were still segregated out. You know, whites only areas and malls. You know.
Well, that stinks. So you're in a really, you should count your lucky stars that you're in a better place.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, that dimension was bad.
Are you bummed out that you're stuck here?
No. It's okay.
Do you frequently tell people what you're telling me now?
Nope.
And no?
Nope.
That's probably a good idea.
Right.
They wouldn't, so a lot of them wouldn't take it real well.
Not really.
Well, listen, I certainly appreciate your calling me.
Okay.
And you have a good night, sir. West of the Rockies, wait a minute here. Let me do this again. Oh, boy. West of the Rockies, are you there?
I'm here.
Good, good, good. You're on the air.
Yes. This is Bob in California.
Hello, Bob.
I met myself when I was 8 years old. I met myself.
Now, you see, I've heard you can't do that, but you're saying you can.
I met myself from the future. It was really, really weird. When I was 8 years old in grammar school, I'd play alone during the recess period.
Right.
Like behind a tree with my little army men and my cars.
Oh, yes, I played with army men.
And this guy shows up, and he's, like, dressed all in white. It was almost like a uniform. And he had gray hair, almost white.
Yes.
And I kind of recognized him at the after the conversation. And I think it was me. But he asked me a lot of questions. He knew everything.
Oh, that's really intriguing. So, in other words, your older self from the future or a future came and met you.
Right.
How did you recognize yourself? How did you know it was you?
Good question. I think I recognized my teeth because I've got these very distinct bicuspid teeth that stick out. And I never had orthodontics. And I guess I had my permanent teeth by that age.
A sort of a Bugs Bunny-ism?
Yeah, well, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
But very identifiable.
Distinctive. Yeah, it's like a fingerprint. And I recognized my teeth. And later, I also recognized the mole that I
Other didn't... than your toothiness, how did you look? I mean, were you aging reasonably?
Well, at 8 years old, you're not all that discriminating, critiquing an adult. But I was clean. I had great white clothing, and I had gray or white hair. And I just asked myself a lot of questions about my brother and my parents. And things like that. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's kind of like I went back in time to psychoanalyze myself.
Now you're confusing me.
Well, see, it's like sometime in the future when I'm 60 or 70 years old, I somehow...
Obviously, you will go back, right?
I get access to a time machine or some kind of astral projection or something.
And whatever it is, you will go back and meet yourself at 6 years of age or whatever.
Well, I think it was closer to eight or nine.
Eight or nine, yeah. Whatever.
And, yeah.
I've got it.
I
wow.
wish I could tell you some information. I wish I had given me a few hints of, like things that happen in the future that I could tell your audience. But
most of the questions that you had, I mean, obviously, I understand, they'd be personal.
Yeah, I think I just went back there to kind of get a glimpse at myself when I was a child.
which end of it do you really remember, or do you remember both ends? Do you remember?
No, I only remember what occurred, you know, when I was eight. You know, I'm just 36 right now.
Right.
So I guess sometime in the future when I have white hair, I got a little bit of gray already.
Huh.
I've got this mole that showed up under my eye that this guy had.
Same mole, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, at eight I didn't have it, but I've got it about 5 years ago.
And well, we're getting there. I mean, this is nearly enough to convict you if it was a crime. A mole and a toothiness and other general characteristics that you could see where you must have been really weird.
Well, I it didn't really dawn on me until this mole sort of started growing on my cheek, and then I sort of thought back to that memory, and as my face kind of grew. You know, think of yourself when you were eight. If you were to meet yourself today, would you recognize yourself?
What an interesting question. I was an annoying little SOB. I'd probably recognize myself. So, I guess, but I'm not, now that I think about it, I'm not really sure. So, but you obviously did, and what a weird thing it must have been.
I thought I just should share it with you, and maybe you can add.
And how weird it must be to think that you are going to do it. I mean, this is something that lies in your fairly immediate future.
No. I have white hair in the person I met, so I think it's probably 30 years.
Yeah, well, 30 years, but 30 years, sir, cosmically is a, you know,
yeah.
It's a blink in time. It's nothing. It's nothing. All right. Well, listen, thank you very, very much for calling.
Okay.
I've got a scoop. We are going to talk about time tonight, as we already have been, but now with an expert. I'm Art Bell, and from the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM.